You hear somebody in the hospital and say, when did he? Or you somebody's in bed.
When did he get
out? Or when did he just gone in? And or you somebody might, you might say, when did he get?
Get out of bed. Get up.
No, he's gone into the hospital and into bed, and you say, when did he
go into the hospital?
Or if he's, you say he's had a virus, and you say, when did he get? What kind of people go to the hospital?
All kinds, I guess.
But they're all in some way there.
They're sick.
And so then if you were saying, when was it he? How would you say that if you were asking about it? When did he get sick, or what else might you say?
When did he fall out of?
Okay, if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say he's. What's that a sign of? If their head starts stopping up and their eyes and nose start running. You'd say he, what's he gonna have? He
flu, I guess, or some.
And then he's, when he, alright, if he had a cold today and it started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday he
should have.
No, if he has it today, but it started last Sunday, his cold started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday he. What? Cold.
Was taking cold.
If it affected his voice, you'd say he's
hoarse.
If he made a certain noise, like he'd say, I've got a little what?
Cold.
I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling, if you yawn. You say, oh, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling
sleepy.
All right, now, this is a verb, and I want you to tell me the parts of it, if you can. If the medicine is still by the patient's dead side, and you say, why haven't you, what, your medicine?
Taken your medicine.
And are you, did you do what to it yesterday? Did you
take it yesterday?
I want you to do something right now.
Take it now.
Right. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone
deaf.
If you begin to sweat, or if he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he what a lot in the hot sun. He
sweats a lot in the hot sun.
But if he did that yesterday, what would you say?
He's sweating.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a sore that comes on a person and you don't see them much anymore? It's a big, hard, very sore place on the skin.
Arising.
Is there any other word for it?
Boil.
Are they the same thing?
Well, arising's usually bigger than a, more serious than a boil.
When a boil opens up, the stuff that drains out is what?
Pus, and they usually have a real rising, usually have what they call a core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a, or you might say, if somebody got stabbed, you say he was, or if he was hurt in the war, they'd say killed and in action, killed and if they got shot but not died, didn't die. They'd say he was
wounded in action.
And a kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, it's proud flesh.